Britain's glass and glazing industry is warning that a new wave of environmental levies risks undermining investment, threatening jobs, and accelerating the shift towards cheaper imports, as manufacturers grapple with rising energy costs and pressure to decarbonize production. The concerns center on the government's Extended Producer Responsibility, EPR scheme, which requires companies to contribute towards the cost of collecting and recycling packaging waste under the polluter pays principle. Ministers say the reforms are designed to boost recycling rates and reduce landfill use, but industry leaders argue the policy disproportionately penalizes glass because fees are calculated largely by weight. According to a recent report in The Times, executives in the UK glass sector fear billions of pounds of investment could be delayed or redirected overseas as manufacturers reassess the viability of expanding British operations. The newspaper reported that the industry, which supports around 120,000 jobs and contributes more than £2 billion annually to the economy, is facing mounting pressure from the levy alongside high industrial energy prices. Nick Kirk, chief executive of British Glass, told The Times that the tax arrives at a critical moment for manufacturers investing in cleaner furnaces and more energy-efficient production. Companies across more than 20 UK sites are understood to be considering upgrades worth up to £100 million per plant. The glazing and architectural glass sector fears the impact could spread beyond container manufacturing. Processors and fabricators already facing weak construction demand say rising costs across the supply chain will inevitably feed through into windows, facades and specialist glazing systems used in housing and commercial developments. Industry groups argue that glass, unlike many plastics, is infinitely recyclable and chemically inert, yet remains disadvantaged by a system that charges heavier materials more heavily. Critics warn the levy could unintentionally encourage producers to switch to imported plastic alternatives with a higher long-term environmental impact. The government insists the reforms are necessary to create a circular economy and transfer recycling costs away from taxpayers. Under the first year of the scheme, producers will pay material-based fees, with glass charged at £192 per tonne. For many in Britain's glass and glazing industry, however, the question is whether the race to net zero can be achieved without hollowing out domestic manufacturing in the process. Why this matters? This story unearths a very deep issue in UK manufacturing and the implications of government policy under the banner of environmental improvement. Some experts have pointed to an unfair advantage being given to the plastics industry in the belief that plastic is easier and more economical to recycle. However, the plastics sector, supported and driven by the oil producers, is a power lobbying entity, and for many years has influenced government policy for its own benefits and the overall goal of creating a market for its associated products.